Welcome to Holistic Soundbites, the podcast to feed your craving for learning. Hello! Whoa, have we got a podcast for you? This is Ryan, and I'm back with another episode of Holistic Soundbites. Communication is such an important ability in today's day and age. Whether we are in person and chatting, or hanging out over a video conferencing tool, or maybe even the latest in virtual reality technology, there is one thing in common. We are communicating. Today's soundbite is going to sound like sweet music to some of your ears, or it's going to be a really bitter pill to swallow. Let me introduce you to Payen, as she actively dissects communication to a bite-sized portion, a portion that looks and sounds like active listening.
What do you think of when you hear the word communication? I am sure that for most of us, the first thing that comes to mind is public speaking and expressing your ideas clearly. Perhaps it is having a conversation with your friends, or it could even be a friendly debate. The running thread is that it relates to the verbal side of communication, whereby you and the other parties involved are speaking. For me, I immediately gravitated to all of the above, where communication means getting my point across to others. As I delved into research on communication in preparation for this podcast, I realized that I was missing the bigger picture of what communication truly entails. Listening is just as important to communication as speaking is. Have you ever thought that communication could also be shown through this podcast right now? In this case, communication is not simply about me presenting my thoughts, but you as a listener also has to actively listen to what I have to offer. Coming to this realization absolutely blew my mind, and I hope it will blow yours too. Stay with me for the next 10 minutes as well as the following podcast and allow me to impart to you with the secrets to truly effective communication. According to one of the articles published by the Harvard Business Review, when the word communication is mentioned, most individuals' first reaction is to think of expressing ideas effectively as opposed to actively listening to another party. However, communication is the exchange of ideas, not simply the expression of one's opinion. Oftentimes, the receiving of information is overlooked, thereby causing communication to break down. Active listening is something that you have to put into place as well, in order for you to achieve effective communication. On top of getting your message across through verbalizing your ideas, you have to listen to what others have to offer in order to understand their perspective and obtain new information. I am sure you have heard the saying that communication is a two-way street. For example, right here and right now, I am certain some of you are nodding your heads while listening to this podcast. If you are, thank you for that. You're actually practicing active listening by acknowledging what the other party is saying, even though I may not be able to see it right now. The main point is that to respond to someone, you have to first internalize their message. In order to do that, you have to practice active listening. Thus, it is only by active listening will you be able to communicate effectively, facilitating the effective exchange of ideas or opinions. Moreover, actively listening creates an environment where participants are willing to be honest and open. This will eventually lead to the furtherment and building up of relationships as we begin to see each other more clearly and better understand each other's perspectives. As we move through the next podcast and a half, keep these questions in mind. Firstly, have you been actively listening? Secondly, if so, how? If not, why not? I will be coming back to these two questions throughout the two podcasts, so be sure to consciously reflect on these questions. So let's dive right in. What exactly is active listening? There's more to active listening than you think. First, let us start by defining the term to ensure everyone tuning in is on the same page. Active listening means fully concentrating on the message rather than passively hearing disjunct words of the speaker. It is important to receive the message as a whole when actively listening. It involves giving full attention to the speaker and thereafter internalizing what has been said. This will hence allow one to be able to respond to what we hear. Active listening is not complete without a response or feedback given to the other party. Now that we know what active listening is, let's take it one layer deeper to explore the intricacies of active listening. Here's a fun fact for you. There are actually three main types of listening most common in interpersonal communication. The first is informational listening, which means listening to learn. The second is critical listening, meaning listening to evaluate and analyze. The third and last type of listening is empathetic listening, meaning listening to understand feelings and emotions. Today, I will be focusing specifically on the last two types of listening, critical and empathetic listening. In other words, this can also be called actively listening to refute and actively listening to understand. I have chosen to focus on these two as they are in direct contrast with one another. Something interesting to note is that actively listening to understand is always seen in a positive light, while actively listening to refute is seen negatively. Listening to understand is often equated to showing empathy to others. Empathy is defined as the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. Thus, by actively listening to understand, we will hold a greater receptiveness to what the other party has to say. This not only involves listening to what the other person is saying, but paying attention to the underlying feelings and emotions. To do this, it is essential to assume an empathetic posture and put ourselves in the shoes of others so as to understand his or her message well. With this open-mindedness, we are more ready to internalize as well as respond to the message and emotions of the other party. Therefore, by definition, listening to understand leads to one showing empathy to others. On the other hand, listening to refute is equated to trying to prove one's point, with the ultimate goal of establishing and solidifying their position. One simply listens to what the other party is saying with the intention to refute him or her, as if it were a duel. One situation you can consider is that sometimes when you comfort your friend, perhaps out of impatience or lack of empathy, you tend to react in a way that is a consequence of actively listening to refute. Our response is to try to change his or her way of looking at things, to get them to see their situation the way we see it. We plead, reason, prod, scold, or even insult to bring about a change in the direction we want him or her to travel. We tend to enforce our own views and beliefs, aggressively refuting what the other party is saying in hopes of getting him or her to understand our own perspective. However, let me challenge you a little here. If you think listening to understand is always the right way to go, let me tell you this. Think twice. Although listening to understand is always framed to be a better option than listening to refute, have you ever considered times where listening to refute could potentially be more beneficial than simply listening to understand? In reality, in the various situations you wind up in, it is necessary to adopt different approaches to active listening depending on the outcome you eventually hope to achieve. This is because your approach to active listening will affect your response to the other individual, which will then shape the outcome of the discussion. Let's stop here for a minute. Have you really been actively listening thus far? If you haven't, you're not too late. I'm about halfway through, and you can still practice this right now. In the next section, I will expound upon the common perception that listening to refute is not beneficial. In such a situation, the common reaction observed after listening will be that one tends to nitpick on other people's statements. The individual who listens to refute is subconsciously projecting their own personal beliefs onto the other party and enforcing how he or she should be reacting in such a situation. I am sure we have all had friends who have told us they were disappointed with their scores, whereas from our perception, that friend has got amazingly high marks. While that friend is emotionally charged and seeing the situation through colored lenses, perhaps that gives us the impetus to think that we are in a better position to frame it more positively for the other party. Let me tell you a short story. A primary school girl has just received her results for her examination. Gathering with her friends in the canteen afterwards, she expressed her disappointment at scoring 90 marks for her mathematics examination. Her friends actively listened to refute by saying that, from an objective point of view, you've actually done very well. What is there to be upset about? By simply responding in that manner, it demonstrated that they did not understand her reasoning for getting so upset, which could be achieved if they had actively listened to understand. Instead, they enforced how they thought the girl should have responded to the situation. Their response could have been detrimental to the relationship, as not only did they fail to understand and empathize with the negative emotions that arose, it may have also appeared as if they were attacking the girl for her reaction. And guess what? One of her friends was actually me. We seldom realize that we are usually responding to our own way of seeing the world. It is difficult for us to tolerate and understand actions that are different from the ways in which we believe we should act. In this case, you are listening to get someone to agree with what you are saying by means of disproving the other party's point. If, however, we can break away from the mindset of needing to influence and direct others in our own path, we enable ourselves to listen with an open mind and thereby employ empathy. This enables us to guide the individual towards what would truly be the best outcome for him or her. Hence, we should take the time to empathize with the other individual's point of view. From all that I have mentioned thus far, I am sure you are well aware of how adverse effects of actively listening to refute can arise in such differing situations. However, what if actively listening to refute is a good thing? Stay tuned to the next podcast to find out more. In any case, as we come to the end of the first podcast, reflect back on the two questions I have posed to you. Have you been actively listening to my points? Or did you disagree with what I said, focusing in on certain portions that did not sit well with you and tried to refute it in your own minds? Perhaps even hoping you could stop me if we were having this conversation face to face. Whatever the case was, feel free to reach out and get connected with me. Cite a timestamp and write in to ask questions or even challenge what I have shared. Otherwise, have an amazing day ahead, filled with a multitude of conversations where you can practice active listening. I'm